All right, perfect.
All right, I'm about to leave meeting then if this is about to be recorded.
What do you mean?
I'm just playing. I don't care.
Dude, it's like, bro, we gotta put it on the anchor, bro. This is my new project. I'm doing I do it for I just started doing it. So this is my like second one. But I'm doing every week it's gonna be new person with new experiences and shit.
Cool.
Yeah, bro, I have like
Nice.
actually seen like a lot of people here. They're cool as shit. So I'm just trying to get all the knowledge. So, all right. So we about to start this thing. First, I have this little thing I gotta do. So I'm just gonna get the good vibes in. Let's see. All right. So, what's up? How you doing?
What up? I'm good, man. Chilling. I'm outside
Chilling.
on a mountaintop. So, live in a mountain town. You can see the stars. It's tripping when
Dude.
I stand up and I spin around. You can get dizzy, but it looks great.
Bro, I cannot imagine that, bro. That sounds so beautiful. Like, is it just like straight up like you just living your life at this moment? I remember like you talking about it, like you want to do that for a long time, and it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's snowboarding, you know. I love snowboarding. That's the whole thing. And you can't really get that back home.
Yeah.
Nothing's really like it. Like, it's kind of like a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, it's different, dude. It's like close to like surfing, you could say, or surfing is different too, but snowboarding in like a remote area by yourself with no family around you know, just living your life. You said you were taking classes, right? You're still taking classes online?
Yeah, man, I'm still, striving for the gold, if you will. I mean,
Okay, that could be a massive debate, not gonna lie, bro. Like a gold. People could say like what you're doing right now, like you know how you're living your life, that could be gold too, you know? I mean, I can
yeah.
definitely relate to that. Like if you have a good health and you're just living your life, I think that's more important than like getting a degree.
It is. But I mean, the whole aspect of networking is where what I'm doing is something
Oh yeah.
that's lacking. There's
Yeah.
not a lot of room for that here.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is a small town, you can meet some people. It's just that I don't know, I feel like there's way more connections in a more populated area.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, you get still what you're trying to do right now, you're still getting like a like people that are more closely like they think just like you though. Are you getting that or no?
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of outdoorsy folk.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoorsy
Wow.
folks doing outdoorsy things. I mean, yeah, not like outdoor dogs.
Yeah, definitely. All right, quick thing. Do you want to give a quick introduction who you actually are? Like, I know who you are. I know you're my boy, but for the people that are listening, like what you do, what's the background, where you at right now, everything.
For sure, for sure. Well, hello everyone. If anyone watches this,
No, we actually, not gonna lie, we actually have a strong audience now. I'm about to like, not, I want to say strong, but it's like we have about like 100 people.
nice.
Yeah, for my first podcast. So, like, this would be, we're expecting at least 200 to 250 in the first week. So, like, you got people.
Cool. Well, yeah. Hi, I'm SIE. I'm a recording art student and a photography student. And right now I'm just living it up in the mountains, doing what I love, which is, snowboarding. And yeah, I love it. It's cool.
Definitely. Dude, that's dude, I'm excited for you, bro, more than you don't understand. So what's your how's the COVID situation looking like over there?
The COVID?
Yeah, you know, like how COVID restrictions were there in Cali before when I was there. How's it now?
Oh yeah. Well, it was funny because like it was here for a second, right? And then the next day, no one's wearing a mask, which was awesome. It was like the war was over.
Yeah.
And I forgot the
Wow.
exact date, but I
Yeah.
remember at the gym they had us wear masks. And on the second or last day, I was like, "Fuck it, you know, it's already over tomorrow. What's it even like matter?" So
True.
I didn't wear that shit at the gym. Like, what difference would it make if I take
Yeah.
it off today than tomorrow?
See, that's exactly what's going on here too, bro. Like, nobody wears masks anymore. I think it's done. I was actually, do you know that I was in LA, right? Like a month ago. So I was in LA. I was there for like just a weekend. I needed a quick weekend out. So I was there for 3 days. I got there like Friday, lived there like for 3 days and stayed, right? I was in downtown LA, dude. And the way it was looking like, it wasn't like, remember how we went and we were like, all right, we're done with LA. We're not going there anymore.
That was
Like
like
everything was closed.
the yeah, it was yeah, I remember.
Dude, it was different than that though. Like this time they were like actually letting people in like downtown and stuff like that. And I
Oh
was like,
yeah, that's
wow.
cool. Back to normal.
Yeah, but still LA is not it, bro. LA is still not my place. But I mean, dude, I checked out Anaheim food district. That was cool.
Oh, you went there?
Dude, I had to. I rented out a car so I can drive everywhere. So I was there in one night in Malibu, one night in Santa Monica, and one night in Anaheim. Check out some Disney stuff. Hello? I think you're cutting there.
Can you hear
There,
me now?
better. Yeah, perfect.
Cool. Yeah, I just asked, do you remember what you had to eat at the packing districts?
Dude, bro, you would not believe that. I got there has a really good sushi place. I don't know if you had it or not. I got some of that and their ice cream, bro. Like, remember last time you bought that ice cream?
Yeah, the taro flavor.
Yes, sir. With the sugar cone, right? The one you got.
Yeah, with the Fruit Loops dipped in it.
Yes, sir. Exact same thing, bro. Hey,
Nice.
so what's your plans looking like for summer? I know you're gonna be done here pretty soon. Like winter is almost over. How's your summer looking like?
Yeah, man, first day of spring is today. So
Perfect.
yeah, I mean, what about spring? I don't know, I'm still amazed that there's still snow on the mountain. I guess that's what
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, because like this is a winter sport, you know? Snowboarding and all that. And yeah, I mean, this what's cool about this mountain is that it stays open like until June,
Ooh,
July.
okay. Dang.
Yeah. But I plan on going back home, back to San Diego, finish my
Yeah.
school, get some more networking, learn some more things for my well, for my future, really, for my career, because I'd like to develop that. Next,
Yeah.
like my actual
Wow.
career.
Dude, that sounds exciting, plan. Definitely. We definitely gotta connect again, bro. I'm gonna be there in end of May, beginning June.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll be
I'm
there.
doing like a 3 week trip, like road trip from all the way here to Oregon to Cali. So
Nice.
I hope,
That
bro.
that's like the
But
best. West Coast is the best coast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know it, bro. Like I'm telling you, it is. Like we are beautiful up there. Everybody over there, it's nice. But quick question. So I know like you've been working a lot of side hustle. I know you had like photography stuff going on for you recently. You worked on some like other stuff. You wanna give insight like why you specifically choose these different things? Like what motivates you to choose like each profession? Because everything I've noticed, like everything that you've done is like it's different than what it was before, you know? You got into like retail, you got into photography, you got into food business and like you were into like leadership, all this stuff. Like what inspires it?
I guess still being a kid, you know, still being a child, being curious, having curiosity in different art forms, different ways to express yourself. Cause you know me, I don't know, sometimes words are hard to say when it comes to expressing yourself. So with art, you can, you know, you're limitless with what you can say. Cause you know, pictures can say 1,000 words without ever speaking to you verbally.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it just all comes down to expression. Mm-hmm. Some people like to not express themselves. I don't get that. I mean, I still like those kind of people. I just, you know, you really understand someone through their art.
Definitely. Perfect. So let's just say you see a person that's like a high school kid coming out of high school, right? And he wants to get into like some art form, like art, some kind of art profession. What would you say? Like where should he start? Because I know you have a lot of experience under that.
Yeah, no, I did actually. That was one of my last gigs, working as an outreach counselor for like high school students, transferring over to the junior college. So yeah, I would just tell him, you know, pursue the fuck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Like, keep doing what you're doing, and I'll give them positive reinforcement. Like, you know, maybe not everyone might not like it, but as long as it's true to you, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, like, let's just say somebody comes in and they look at the art profession, do you think they should look at it in a way like how much money they're going to make at the end of the day, or are they should look at it as like it's going to fulfill their life? How should they look at, like, what should be the point of view?
Well, I mean, everyone's going to die, so why would you want to close the door?
True.
I mean, that's why you should go to school, to develop your art, make it at a high quality level.
Yeah.
And then that's how you sell it once it's like polished.
Okay.
But some people are into like shit art, like legit stuff that sucks. I mean, there's always a customer out there for anything. But you have a better chance with higher quality level of work. And that you'll learn at school. You'll develop that with, like, you know, your peers and your teachers. The competition with the peers, it just makes you better.
Mm-hmm. That's a great thought. I'm gonna dive into this little thing. I know it's like a little touchy subject. But what do you think about NFTs as art? Do you think they're actual art, or do you think they're just like out here for a bit and they're going to just disappear?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this since as it's been going, on our hikes last year, the year before.
Since 2020, bro. 2020.
Yeah, we've kind of watched what it is, what it kind of was, what it was about. But, I don't know, like, sometimes when I go to the comic book store, I don't know if you've ever been to one, but you'll see different artwork for the comics. And sometimes there's really good fucking art that's painted with, like, oil paintings.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, someone who knows how to paint, like, some shit that could be in a museum. And then sometimes there's other comics that look like they're for fucking a child to read. So... with most of the NFTs that I've seen, they look similar to that level, like elementary.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's into that maybe. Like, some people are into that. Me, mm-hmm. I like the shit that looks like it belongs in the Getty.
Oh yeah.
You know, like something cool. I don't care about like a fucking cartoon monkey. Like, I mean,
don't get me wrong. That thing goes for a milli, though.
That's the other thing with art. Hype is another big ass factor for it.
Yeah.
Like, controversy.
True.
You know, that's why Kanye's one of the greatest. He's always talked about.
That's a whole different topic. Like, Kanye, like, did you heard about his Grammy drop? Like, Grammy dropped him recently?
I heard that. No, I heard something like that. Like, his album isn't qualified to be in the Billboard charts, Donda number 2.
Because I mean, that too. Yeah.
But the Grammy thing, that's... Fuck it. What's a Grammy represent anyways?
True. That's right. No, actually, he was supposed to perform on Grammys, like the next Grammy coming up. And they dropped him because of his internet, the whole thing that was going on.
What? Which one?
Oh, like, I mean, what scandal? The whole thing. All these scandals recently that's coming out. So they were like, he has too much controversy right now.
Okay.
So he dropped.
So that sounds more like a cancel culture thing.
There you go. There you go. You're right.
Yeah, trying to cancel an artist, like, that's so sad. Like, it's like putting tape on someone's mouth and kicking him out of the village. That's so fucked up.
But it's Kanye. You can't cancel Kanye. Kanye can cancel you.
That's why he's not even... He's so more, like, bigger than anything. It's like, it doesn't really faze him. And it shouldn't, because, I mean, it's not over till it's over, you know? Like, he'll keep going.
True.
Like, nothing could stop him. That's what's kind of cool. And that's how you got to be, too, with a lot of things. Like, persevering.
Wow. That's great. Good question. So, what do you think? You know, I remember, like, you were in Pokemon a lot. Are you still into that whole hype?
The hype of what again? Yeah, you're cutting off.
The Pokemon?
Pokemon. I mean, I'll still, like, the game's still fun, playing with Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a fun game. It's just something to do. It's like playing dominoes or something. Like, it's just a game.
Yeah.
But
what about collecting?
Collecting them, you know, where I live at, they don't have Pokemon cards here, like, for sale.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of I'm missing out.
I mean, hey man, I got stacks of them. I can literally ship you right now, literally 100. I have 100 booster cards just sitting in my room. I don't know what to do with it. I bought all of these for nothing, dude. Literally.
Let me see. I think there's some that still go for a lot. But that's what's cool about Pokemon cards. It's like, it's crazy how a modern card that's printed this year can go for hundreds of dollars just because of how rare it is. And like a card from the past could also go for like hundreds of dollars. But that's cool.
Or a million.
Yeah. Or a million. But what's crazy is how like a modern card can be. Like, one that's printed today could still go for, like, 1,000.
Yeah. That's why I'm sitting on these babies. I'm not selling them for another decade.
It's all luck of the draw. It all depends if you get lucky and pull that nice, shiny, rare card.
Dude. Hey, just because of that, guess what? I'm about to open one. I'm going to open one.
Yeah, you should.
Let's see it. Just give me 1 minute. Because I have so many, I should open. Dude, I even have like... Okay, there you go. I literally went in, digged out like 5 for these booster. Literally.
Which ones are they?
To open. So I have the Battle Star style. You know, this one? Do you know which one this is?
Oh, yeah, they came out, like, last, like, what, towards the end of the, like, in fall?
Yeah, what about these?
That one came, yeah, in the winter.
So how old are you? Three different styles. So I'm going to go with this one. Let's see.
Good luck.
Woo! All right. Opening up. I feel like there's a way to open these things too.
Yeah, the real cool way is like where you flip it over and have your thumbs like tear open the middle. You put your thumbs and you like press outwards.
Oh, like outwards?
Yeah, and then it pops open. Like you don't have to cut open shit. What are we?
I'm not sure.
Nice, nice. I think it's a lucky energy.
What is this? Is this worth anything?
No. Cynthia.
Oh, I feel I have a good feeling.
Okay.
Dude, what the? Okay, what about this, bro?
No.
Bro, give me something. Oh, this is a little shiny.
Yeah. Cool. It matches your color.
Nah, bro. Give me like it worth something.
Like maybe 10 cents.
Oh, jeez. What about this one, bro? This one has something going. What? Why are you laughing, bro?
You gotta sift through that shit like gold. You know how the gold miners would like sift through dirt.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Dirt. That was a flop.
You keep going. Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? I'm not going to. Nah. It's the impulsiveness that you're bringing me in right now, bro. That's what it is. Like, making me impulsive.
Just do it. Live a little.
Hey, do you want to see something crazy? I got you, bro.
Nice.
I have three of these right now sitting on my thing.
You have better odds with that one.
And this one. What about this one?
That one, I'm not sure what's in there, but you never know.
Shiny face.
You never know what's in that thing. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. You bought it for like 10 bucks. You could sell it in a decade from like, what? I don't know, a little bit more. But if the card in there was like expensive, then you would have just given it to someone for like, for cheap, basically.
Yeah. That's true, but yeah, I'm gonna just like wait on it and resell the box. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, you could just tell a dude like, "Hey, let me know what you get."
And no, don't let me know what you get. Don't let me know what you get.
Send me a pic. Okay.
All right. Well. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's see. Do you wanna share something? Last words, like. To the people that are listening, or do you want to tag something about you, anything?
Me? Well, you could put my username in the bottom if you'd like, in the bio.
Okay.
Me, I'm still in a phase of my career where it's still in its infancy. Mm-hmm. But I have no doubts that I'll succeed either way. And
definitely.
Everyone else should also think that way as well.
Yes, sir.
Champion mindset.
Champion mindset, baby. Let's go. Hype it. Hey, definitely. We got to make some vlogs, bro. When I come down, we got to go for a road trip. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. You know, Colorado's on my radar.
Bro. Listen, bro. Let's make it happen.
Dude, summer is coming up.
Yep.
We're going to need a bigger tent and bear spray, bear repellent.
Dude, we got that. I got you covered on that, bro. We'll go. When I come down, we'll plan something out. And because I have to come down anyways. And I have to go through Colorado anyways.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So okay, it's not like, yeah, I mean, you can, like, we can go together instead.
For sure. I'll get a flight out there and then pick me up at the airport. Then we'll do some nature stuff.
No. I come down to San Diego, and we go down from San Diego to Colorado.
Oh, there we go.
And then you can just get a flight from there to San Diego. That's it.
For sure, yeah. It's
Yes, sir.
yes, we're doing it.
Bro, please. I mean, I don't have to even say please because I know we just gonna make it happen. Let's go.
For sure, man. Yeah, man. Hit me with them dates and
Yes,
then
dude. Yes, sir.
cool. Well,
I'm
thanks,
excited.
Malik. This was a
Hey,
nice chat.
bro. Yes, sir. It was great talking to you, bro. You know I always.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're gonna make it happen soon, and we'll keep everybody updated too. Thank you for coming, bro.
All right. Love you, bro.
Yes, sir. You too, bro. I'll see you soon.
Take care.
Okay, peace.